It's working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sinex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
And now, a star is born. On November 6th, 1861, the world welcomed little baby James Naismith, inventor of the game of basketball.
5 seconds left on the clock. She's breathing pretty heavily. She's getting ready for one last. She's pushing. She scores! And it's a beautiful baby boy. Oh, look, he's already dribbling.
James Naismith. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the squeal, 4 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Democrat-led impeachment investigation of President Trump will begin hearing public testimony next week. Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says current top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, and career diplomat George Kent will testify in an open hearing Wednesday.
Uh-oh!
U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, will testify next Friday.
The White House rejecting Democrat claims that the president pressured Ukraine to dig up dirt on his political rivals by withholding military aid. Milwaukee prosecutors today charging a 61-year-old man with a hate crime. Clifton Blackwell's accused of throwing battery acid on a Hispanic man's face near a restaurant last Friday night. Stocks ending mixed today. The Dow down a fraction, the S&P up 2 points, the NASDAQ ending a three-day win streak, falling 24 points. America is listening to Fox News.
That's news for the sound effects impaired.
Hi, it's me, the cashier at your local Popeyes. I'm just here to say, please don't come to our store. Things are getting a little... Ma'am, get off that chair, please. Hectic and violent. It's just chicken. It's just two pieces of bread with a little chicken in the center. Find something else to freak out about. Look, I'm asking you personally. Put the flamethrower down. I'm asking you personally. Do not come to Popeyes. It is dangerous. If you're still listening, just go to Chick-fil-A. It's basically the same thing.
The Popeye's death toll still stands at one. Who would think that a sandwich, I have no idea. I mean, I like good food. We're going to Baumhauer's after the show.
I'm going to eat so many chicken wings.
Jacqueline's going to be there. Are you going, Amy?
Amy's totally coming.
I'm coming.
Amy Hampton, who is our special guest, the first of many visits, I hope. But an expert in the field of bankruptcy, and we're going to talk about that a little bit between now and 5 o'clock, because it's important, and you should know what your options are.
And it's not as scary. I've actually sent friends of mine to Amy, and I'm not just saying this because she's my friend, but I've sent friends of mine, not clients, to Amy, and she has taken a very scary situation and handled it with kindness and grace, and like they have just felt better with the whole process. I'm not saying that, that's not a plug. I mean, that's in all honesty. It's just as scary as divorce, you know?
You really kind of have to, because I would guess that many people that reach out to you probably should have done it months sooner or weeks sooner.
Sooner's always better.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get an idea of what's going on. But it's very hard to ask for help.
And I had to do it in the 90s, and here's my story quickly. I bought a house that was totally affordable in the income I was making. I did not know that the radio business was going to crash and burn in the 90s, that the kinds of money that I had thought would last forever were no longer around. I had the lowest available interest rate on a house at the time, which was 10 3/8, because my credit was that good. They really checked you out then.
Mm-hmm.
So my mortgage payment was $1,800 a month. That same house today, at the price I bought it, at today's mortgage rates, Morris Capuano told me it'd probably be closer to $1,000 a month. But that's the way it was.
Right.
And it broke my heart because I worked my whole life to be able to get that place. It was in a wonderful neighborhood. My daughter had all the little friends, so... And I had some money that was just running out. And I don't remember the guy that handled it for me. We did a 13.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to his actions, I was able to stay in that place a lot longer than I thought. I eventually had to let it go into foreclosure because the real estate market did not help.
Right.
I owed $157,000 on it. And I couldn't even sell it for what I owed. I was trying to do that.
Yeah.
Today, that house would sell for
$450,000. Wow.
In a week.
Yeah.
Even without Eddie Bader handling the real estate transaction, and he's the best.
Hey, if I could discharge them student loans, I would have been Amy's first client.
You would have been in line behind me. I would have been my first client.
Yes, sign me up, Amy. But unfortunately, you can't do that.
How big a role do student loans play in...
Unfortunately, student loans, most of them are not dischargeable. So I can't get rid of those. I can't get rid of child support. I can't get rid of some taxes.
Mm-hmm. What about alimony if it is alimony, like a property settlement? Is that something that you're able to discharge?
The way it's written, and Jacqueline knows, I've given her specific language to use so that... You know, if somebody gets stuck with a bunch of stuff, I can get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it's phrased in the divorce settlement, sometimes I cannot. It just depends on how it's written.
Yeah.
See, and I've told you, you know, when my divorce came along, everything was based on an income I've never made since.
Well, and that's what happens with a lot of people. When you get divorced, or you, like in Amy's job, when you take out that line of credit, or you buy that house, or you buy that car... Things change. I mean, look what happened, like 2009.
Yeah.
I mean, things, things happen. And so you need to make sure that you go to competent legal counsel that can assist you to make sure that if things do happen, you're taken care of on the front end so that you're not panicking on the back end.
The best thing immediately for anybody, though, that reaches out to you who's got this financial pressure on them is that you can put an end to the calls.
Yes. Once a bankruptcy is filed... creditors cannot contact you. That's a violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. So they can't contact you. They can't call you 17 times a day. They can't call your mom. They can't call your neighbor. They can't call your job.
Somebody's got to do that work, but they are, some of them, I think, love to belittle and humiliate people.
And harass.
At the
yes.
worst time in their life. Hey, the only thing better than two attorneys is three, as we welcome Legal Eagle and local heartthrob,
yeah.
Chad.
Hey,
Chad. Hey, Greg Burdell. You owe money. You owe me.
Actually, you know what? I just want to add this little addendum. Yeah, I lost the house, but I paid every penny plus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, way plus
you're
all my
rare,
other obligations.
You're one of those rare guys that does the right thing.
Well, I'm talking to a friend who's kind of got a situation going on. And I told him, I said, look, I have been room rented. I room rented for 11 years. I could have been a selfish guy and lived at a much higher level, but I could not in good conscience do that. That would not have been the act of a sober person either.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you did what AA teaches you to do.
And yes.
So make things right.
There are principles.
Yeah, so you can do, make things right. And it's great. We got three lawyers here. We can get CLE now, right?
I wish that's how it worked.
What? I already have 37 hours. Thanks.
Yeah. I've got 20. But it's the ethics hours you got to watch out for, right?
I've got six.
Yeah, go ahead. I think I
have my obligatory one.
You're not going to be searching the internet on the 31st of December trying to get that last hour in.
I am not going to confirm or deny that I have actually spent quite a few New Year's Eve watching CLEs in my kitchen. I have been that person, y'all. I'm not going to lie about it.
But Jaqualin, that's because you were serving your clients and didn't have time for the
that and planning birthday parties.
Yeah,
in July.
And baking cookies.
That's exactly right. Hey, Greg, I was just going to tell you, I saw a story a minute ago. They released a transcript of Volcker's testimony, and it's pretty much devastating for the Democrats. He specifically testified repeatedly to Mark Meadows that there was he was never asked by the president or connected with a quid pro quo or anything like that. So that thing's starting to fall apart right now. So, which doesn't surprise me because once you actually publish the transcripts, you don't just get the spin from Adam Schiff, who Schiff left. That's why they want to do it in the dark, so nobody can listen to it.
Our president, in the way the Democrats are behaving, he has no rights. We have murderers that get...
You got three lawyers here. Ask us what our opinion would be. Ask each of us what we would think about a process where you didn't get a transcript of what your client said. You were only given a summary, and that summary was given by an advocate on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. Very fair. Very fair.
What do you think, lady? not a good thing, right?
Not good at all.
No, and it's scary that they can do this, that they're so willing to do this to the president of our country. It's just disgusting.
You can only do it for so long, and then, the people start rejecting it. And matter of fact, today, a Monmouth poll came out, and that's not a particularly Republican favorite poll. And it was 51% against impeachment, 37-4.
Well, that's about the percentage of the country that's off the deep end. So no surprise there, but that's hardly what you would call a mandate.
No, only 37% favored it. Only 37%.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that was...
And most of them, I'll bet most of that 37% know it's bull crap anyway.
Well, yeah, they do. Most of them would admit, no, we're doing it, but it's political because Orange Man bad,
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the only reason.
I'll tell my Democrat friends out there, you really shouldn't do this because it's a political thing. You don't like the guy politically. Go beat him at the ballot box, because when you set this precedent, just remember what you're doing, Because eventually you won't be in charge of the House anymore. And if we're going to start using the political process of impeachment to get rid of elected officials who we disagree with on policy or we just don't like the person, that's a road that America does not want to go down. That's how you get revolution.
Yeah, and they're pushing it. I'm telling you, you can push the nicest little docile creature on the planet into a corner enough, and watch out. And that's where they're at. They are really, really
pushing it. Yeah, say what you want to say about Trump. He has his strengths and weaknesses, but he was elected, right?
Chad, I got to run.
All right, buddy. You guys take care. Have a good one.
Appreciate the call. At 14 after 4, Captain John.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm going to get the point really quick, but first I got to ask you, how's your dog, Greg? How's your dog?
Which one? I got two.
Oh, either one.
They're both good.
Mine are cold. Mine, I got their little sweaters on. They're half Chihuahua and half Terrier. Called a Chiterrier. They're so cute. Hey, okay. The point I'm wanting to make is, for years and years, I'm 60 years old. A lot of times on radio, I'll cut the news off when it comes on because it's just so depressing. I was in the closet, and I didn't even know it. I want to come out of the closet today, Greg, on the air. I have news sound effect disorder. I have it so bad because I want to tell you this, in your demographic, you're satisfying needs, Greg, in a G-rated way, of course.
Yes.
You're satisfying needs, and I want to let you know that I listen to the news now just to see what kind of sound effect you're going to put on.
I can't listen. I'm sorry. You want straight news?
No. Hell no. Can I say that on air? I guess I just did.
You just did.
Okay. That's all I got, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. So what do you think? I'm sorry. I just can't listen to such one-sided takes on things.
My favorite sound bit is when you do the "I'm the complete bubbling idiot."
Oh, this one here.
I'm a total bumbling
idiot.
That's what.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
I didn't even know my wife had a... Hey, as long as we're giggling, here's a funny joke for you. So the president gets off a helicopter in front of the White House, and he's got two piglets. And a Marine guard salutes and says, "Nice pig, sir." President replies, these are not pigs. They're authentic Arkansas Razorback hogs. I got one for Chuck Schumer and one for Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. The Marine says, excellent trade, sir. And boy, I even have funnier ones at Baumhauer's tonight.
I totally missed Chad's whole convo. I was helping this sweet caller that called in that had a legal question, and I had to refer him to Amy and gave her office number. So,
yeah, I want
sorry,
you to give
Chad.
Your office number.
Yes, the office number is 256-392-4300.
4300.
Yes, and I have offices in Alexander City, Clanton, and Roanoke, Alabama, and I can actually meet people at Jacqueline's office in Montgomery if I need
yes,
to.
Yes, and that is located at 614 South Hull Street. We have an extra conference
room.
Are
you near Hamburger City?
Hamburger King?
Hamburger King?
Yes, we are one block from Hamburger King.
I would weigh 500 pounds if I lived a block
I never
from
have anybody
King.
To go with me.
I'll go sometime.
Yes. It's a platonic date. We're doing it.
256-392-4300.
4300.
Amy Hampton is a bankruptcy attorney. I'll tell you what, I may blow off the roll call today.
No!
No!
Like I said, the roll call's coming up. Here's Barbara.
Good afternoon. I love Hamburger King. I have a question for the lady attorneys.
Yes.
Is there any way that you can get out of back child support for adult children?
No.
No, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't think so.
As
but
long as it's, as well, as long as it...
it's court ordered.
Yeah, as long as it's court ordered and you have to go about it in the proper way to get a judgment for it. But no, ma'am, it's not dischargeable in bankruptcy.
And the interest it just increases and increases and increases.
Yes. And what we tell people is normally because of the interest, which, you know, we got a break here not too long, it was a couple years ago, we got a break on it. It went from 12% to 7.5% annually. Mm-hmm. But what we tell people most times is if you have a real high arrearage amount, it's actually better to go get a loan from a bank. Pay off the child support because the interest rate is usually lower, or you can get 12 months interest free, or whatever the case may be.
And if that's doable,
pay off that child support as soon as possible, because usually when it's an adult situation, they're paying off the interest forever.
And also, if payments have been made consecutively for a year, the person paying the back child support can petition that county to have part of the interest reduced with permission of the person who is receiving the child support.
You can waive interest. You can't. Yeah. You're not supposed to waive the actual arrearage, but we do that every day at our office.
A lot of it is interest, and they can do that. Have I ever had anybody agree to that? No.
I have, but it's only because it's usually in a circumstance where we have active ongoing litigation and we have the means to be able to do that because both sides have an interest in making the case go away.
Gotcha.
But only because when you have leverage, it's leverage.
Oh, absolutely.
But thank you for the question.
Well, yeah, great question.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anybody else who has a question about bankruptcy or anything related to that, feel free, because Amy knows her stuff. That's her field of expertise. And again, her number, if you'd like to speak privately, is 256-392-4300 at 420. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is an amazing company that steps into situations that it takes a lot of, I don't know, you have to steel yourself. When they come in, they're dealing with somebody who has just lost their mobility, sometimes abruptly in a car wreck, sometimes it's a degenerative situation, sometimes it's one of our wounded heroes coming back from serving our country. And they step in and begin the process of choice restoration. The first things James Garrett and Tommy Johnson taught me about Gulf States Mobility was not the kinds of things they create and make. Their customized equipment, they're pretty much a house of invention because everything requires an individual customized approach. But it was about their clients. They said, these are the people that walk the face of the earth who have gotten the worst possible break and have every reason to have a pity party, but they don't want that. They want choice restoration and re-empowerment to whatever extent they can do it. And that's what Gulf States Mobility does. 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. I know you don't like to think about these things, but when you have a moment, please visit their Facebook page and like them for the great work they do. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590 is their number. It's 421.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know, whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you, or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. You go to I-65, take the North Boulevard exit, then take that first exit, that's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times. Follow to the end of the road. You'll find us sitting down here on the river. We're a family restaurant. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We fry it, we steam it, and we grill it. Y'all, we got some good old some shrimp from Argentina, kind of tastes like a lobster. Got the royal red shrimp out of the steamer. Got a good old ribeye, some amberjack, snapper, grouper on the grill. So I know you're getting hungry. We'll fix you something good to eat. Talk about good times on the river, because Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll bring you another incredible blues show. This week out of Memphis, the Ghost Town Blues Band is back for a second engagement. We loved them the first time. Man, some fine instruments, some fine players, and good music. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We've got a menu and a music menu, and you can see what's going on, so you can get down here soon and come hungry, because we're looking for you.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Prattville Fire Department assisted Booth Fire Department combat a fire in the 1200 block of Highway 14 West in Prattville. A single wide trailer was fully engulfed in flames. It happened around 12:30 this afternoon. Authorities say no one was injured. Fire crews are advising people avoid that area until the scene is cleared. Plus, the Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars on public roads. And a Dallas County road that was in desperate need of repairs got a major facelift. County Road 205 was so bad that it was hindering first responders from getting to homes in that area. A road ribbon cutting happened today unveiling the completed project. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
God, you're hilarious.
It's like the most hilarious show ever.
Hilarious unintentionally.
You should share your hilarious hate with everyone.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather the last couple of days, but some big weather changes are on the way. For tonight, we're quiet, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, I think we're back to the mid-70s again. There's a chance of an afternoon shower popping up here and there, but a better chance of rain towards Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night and ending by first thing Friday morning. Then on Friday, breezy, much cooler. What a change. High of only 58. It'll seem cooler. And then back to the 30s, maybe even the mid-30s Friday night into Saturday night, and cool sunny days over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal Opportunity Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Wow, if this turns into a showdown, you guys could settle it with a talking like this contest.
Take it somewhere else.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Man. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon out there, no doubt. Nice day for a drive, and if you're on I-65 or 85, yeah, it's a little busy through downtown Montgomery, but it's moving good. And if you're on I-65 northbound to Cobb Ford Road, it's a speed limit drive up to Prattville. Around Montgomery, well, we're a little busy on the Boulevard from Atlanta Highway over to the Wetumpka Highway. Also at the Troy Highway and Eastern Boulevard, Fairview Avenue and Norman Bridge outbound from downtown are a little heavy. Just going to get heavier as we get closer to 5 o'clock. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing.
Ain't it awful?
You gotta have something
creepy
if you wanna be with me,
Rachel.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
There she is, the cradle robber.
I just wanna smash your face in.
You're so naughty.
Tongue?
I know you probably have gooned on Percocet.
What are you people? On dope?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yummy!
And I'm not
nothing.
Believe you me.
Awesome!
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
You know, I have to say, somebody got a spanking.
I repeat, sir. Where's the goodies?
Oh, my God, you're naked.
This town needs an enema.
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fit.
You gotta have something,
biatch.
If you wanna be with me,
I'm headed up to him.
Nothing from nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have something. Brrr. If you wanna be with me,
that is great radio.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
That was funny.
Gotta have something.
Well, it didn't go quite as planned.
You gotta bring me something, girl.
I liked it. It was
good.
Did you? Yeah.
You never seen me do that.
No, not live. I imagine it in my car.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does the imagination meet up with the reality?
It's intense.
Coming
it's
up
intense.
Here to this,
he's like frantically pushing buttons.
This amazing place. I am the luckiest guy in the River Region today because I am surrounded by beautiful women. Isn't that right, Biloxi Gambler?
That is absolutely correct, sir.
You're a very
lucky man.
Thank you for your patience, by the way.
Oh, that's not a problem at all. I've got a question. I used to work Commissioner of Higher Education of the state of Alabama, so this It's just going back to what we ran the student loans. And my question is this, because it's been in the news lately. There's a lot of these colleges that open up like in a shopping center or something like that, and then they close down later, and then people can't get jobs that they promised them and all that, and they've already signed up for the student loans. Now, the Obama administration came in and said, well, you don't have to pay them back. And then I think Betsy DeVos, the Department of Education person now, has put that on hold, saying that they, I don't know. I don't know what it's saying. Y'all, the attorneys, that's the reason I'm asking, the only reason it came up. And I don't know any other time that I could ask this question. I'm wondering if Obama said they didn't have to pay it back, and then this lady says, well, we're going to put that program on hold, they may still have to pay them back, and then they're trying to get her to testify before Congress right now as of this week, and she said she can't testify because she's being sued over it. If y'all have got any answers on that, I don't know.
I know that I have to pay mine every month.
Yeah. Specifically for people around here, Virginia College shut down.
Yeah.
There is a special 1-800 number that people can call, and those debts are going to be, I don't know if the right word is forgiven, but they're not going to be expected to pay those. And certain unaccredited schools, those student loans are non-enforceable. But if it's a federal student loan, Sallie Mae going to be knocking on your door.
Sallie Mae.
In your opinion, was
Karen,
has this problem grown since the government got involved in the student loan business?
Oh, absolutely. When the government got involved, the interest rates went from 2.5% up to 8.75%.
Oh my God.
And thank they did you, this thank under you, the, Uncle Ted Kennedy. Thank you so much. They that did was this awesome.
Under, they did this under the guise that they were helping people.
Yes, and then the amount that people are paying for undergraduate school is crazy priced.
God, I mean, I can imagine going to Virginia Tech to learn how to be a fan dancer or something. You know, you can make a living, and then boom, there you show up one day, school's closed forever. And then, you know, you've got this large amount of money.
The price of education would go down if we didn't have a student loan program.
Well, exactly.
Maybe our president, this is something, you know, maybe he's holding something aside for the election cycle next year. Because if he comes up with a plan that's going to excite people who are living with this burden.
Or, hey, how about let me deduct all the interest that I pay?
There you go. That would be a huge lift.
That would help me swallow that pill a little
Gambler, better. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. This is Redheaded Savage.
You get a 10 on roll call because you had Red Butler in there. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh. You like that touch, huh?
Yeah, I'm a huge Gone with the Wind fan. So, Red Butler, you get a 10. Thanks, Greg. Bye.
Well, I appreciate that.
It ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
I remain a huge Gone with the Wind fan. You know, I've seen that movie in theaters many times. In fact, early on in my Miami radio career, I arranged a showing at a theater on Miami Beach before they turned it or tore it down and turned it into a 7 Mile nightclub. And I saw it the first time December 22nd, 1970. A girl made me go see it.
A girl
made me go see it. But every time they show it, if you're in a group of people, and they show the scene where Scarlett looks down from the balcony at the first long close-up of Rhett Butler, you can hear women audibly
gasp.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen that movie in ever. Like, it's been at least 10 years.
We used to show it at the Alabama Theater up in Birmingham every summer. And in 1989, that was the 50th anniversary of Gone with the Wind.
Right.
And I got to meet Butterfly McQueen, who played Prissy.
How lucky.
Yes. I picked her up from the airport, got to drive her to the hotel.
Did she tell you anything, any secrets?
Oh, my gosh. She was the sweetest lady. She was 32 when the movie was made, so she was in her early 80s. That was her real voice. She sounded just like that.
I've seen her on TCM in interviews.
Oh, my gosh. So sweet. She lived in Harlem. She did not have a telephone. We had the phone number to her neighbor.
Aww.
And the Alabama is a historic theater. It was built in 1927.
Amy wrote a book on the Alabama theater.
Yeah, I helped edit a book and kind of ghost wrote it. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that.
Okay, she has a copy at her house.
Amy's coming back.
I'll come back.
Yeah, hopefully you'll see her before Steven's next birthday party.
Yes.
Because it took her that long to get here.
Yeah, it did. It took a while.
But it's not like I can just zip down the street.
I understand. And
yeah, we do just bebop them from downtown.
Yes. And her expertise is in the field of bankruptcy. And anybody that has a question in that regard, feel free to call and ask us at 272-9228.
Or you can see her at Baumhauer's tonight.
Oh, yes. That's right. We will be heading over there after the show. I keep forgetting that for some reason. Hang on, I have to check my dinger.
I'm just like Michelle. Let's see.
Stop.
Oh.
That was bad.
You know, Gone with the Wind has become somewhat controversial because it's about the Old South and there's slavery and plantations and all these things that everybody likes to forget ever happened. But my premise is... That movie, the central character in that movie is Mammy. Who's the one person that everybody respects, whose respect is important for everybody to earn? It's her. Now, maybe that name...
And Hattie McDaniel won an Oscar.
And her acceptance speech...
was beautiful.
If you can watch that and not choke up...
Right.
And yet... The PC crowd, they can't wait to ruin it. That is an experience everybody should have. And the best, almost as good as the movie, is the documentary Making Gone with the Wind. Because it tells the story of how the most popular book in America and how, I mean, you talk about viral, the whole country was in on who had to play Rhett Butler, who, you know, the mystery, who's going to be, it's like we are today with, who's the whistleblower? We all know the name of the whistleblower. But everybody wants to know who's going to play Scarlett in those days. And it's just an incredibly riveting documentary. It's only shown on TCM once, and I still got it on my DVR because it's like watching a good movie. It's so well produced. 4:38, are you kidding? Already, Randall, I need you to hang on. Don't go away or call us back in a couple of minutes. Your CBD store has solutions for life. Situations like pain, anxiety, difficulty sleeping can be solved with one visit to your CBD store. These products, made legal by a law passed last year, there's no high in this stuff. It's just that it, you know, takes the government to catch up to make things available to you as consumers that will solve problems without causing them. And CBD products come in a variety of ways to use. I have used the topical creams for pain. They work. I've used the oil tincture just before bedtime for extra better sleep, deeper sleep. They come in gummies and capsules, and they have them for your pets, and they work. I've known three separate people who have gone to your CBD store for solutions for pet issues from pain to anxiety during storms. These products work. If you'd like to learn more, stop by and visit Marissa and Laurie. They're not going to press you to buy anything, but they will answer all your questions and explain why these products are so incredibly effective. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right across from Adams Drugs. Renfro's is your CBD store, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by, non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie.
5033.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yes!
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time, but we got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Boulevard is busy. The Hartburn Highway is stacked up out at East Chase. We got I-65 and 85. A lot of folks merging around the city, heading outbound from downtown. Please use caution. Drive carefully this afternoon and slow down just a little bit. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated on traffic all afternoon long. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Prattville Fire Department assisted Booth Fire Department combat a fire in the 1200 block of Highway 14 West in Prattville. A single-wide trailer was fully engulfed in flames. It happened around 12:30 this afternoon. Authorities say no one was injured. Fire crews are advising people avoid that area until the scene is cleared. Plus, the Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars on public roads. And a Dallas County road that was in desperate need of repairs got a major facelift. County Road 205 was so bad that it was hindering first responders from getting to homes in that area. A road ribbon cutting happened today unveiling the completed project. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather the last couple of days, but some big weather changes are on the way. For tonight, we're quiet, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, I think we're back to the mid-70s again. There's a chance of an afternoon shower popping up here and there, but a better chance of rain towards Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night and ending by first thing Friday morning. Then on Friday, breezy, much cooler. What a change. High of only 58. It'll seem cooler. And then back to the 30s, maybe even the mid-30s, Friday night into Saturday night. And cool, sunny days over the weekend from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity. Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Well, if you like me, you'll come to Baumhauer's tonight. And if not me, you'll like Jacqueline Tomlinson, our guest Amy Hampton, bankruptcy expert and attorney.
And
Rosie.
Her telephone number is?
Oh, yeah. They've been bugging me because we've had people call and ask for it.
256-392-4300.
Yeah, that. 4300.
All right.
4300.
If you need to consult on this. And for those of you who are overwhelmed, I urge you to do it because it saved me. It saved me. I had to do it. I didn't feel good about it. I wasn't proud of it. But the laws are there to
help.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to be embarrassed about or feel shameful about.
Life
I'm
happens.
Telling you, I have sent some of my closest friends to Amy because I know she's going to take good care of them, and things happen.
And if it's not for you, we're not going to put you in it.
And divorce happens. Medical bills happen.
Yeah.
Catastrophes happen. Things happen.
There's a stigma to it.
But that's not... Most of the people, it's not because they just spend too much or buy too much things.
You're not bad. And you're
but
not
that's why I invited you on the show months ago,
mm-hmm.
because I've been through it, and I want people to know you should not have those apprehensions when mm-hmm. there is help available, and you can get to the other side. It takes time, but I did it and got it all back. You just got to... Let the system work for you and have competent representation to show you the way.
And sometimes just making that call to make the appointment is the hardest part.
Yeah, I would agree. I'll bet, like I said before, I'll bet many of your clients probably should have called a month or two sooner than they actually did.
Well, and Amy will also meet with people in, like, Starbucks or places that are not scary, you know, like a lawyer's office.
Sure.
If you're uncomfortable, like... I know plenty of times she's met with people outside of the, you know, normal office to try to make them more comfortable.
It's good. Randall's on the phone.
And it's not taking care of your problem. It's more of calling and going ahead and making amends. It's not instead of looking at the caller ID and saying, oh, I know who that is, not answering it and turning your back to them. It's putting your heart out there and saying, hey, man, life happened, but here's the woman that's going to take care of me. Y'all go through her, and I'm going to handle my business, you know, through her. And a lot of times, man, you get to keep it, you know, you get to keep more. You know, I mean, there's different ways, but you get to keep. I've been through it. I mean, you get to keep stuff. I mean, I might have a medical problem. I mean, you know, but hey, it helps you hold on to stuff and it gets you on to move on to your next point in life, and that's building your credit back up, starting over, starting fresh, and having a smile. And not having to worry about looking at the caller ID.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Man, and having Jacqueline say the phone number kind of helps too.
Because she says that she's so much more memorable than I am. Go ahead.
Well, I only know the
256-392-4300.
And I guess I should say my law firm's name is Fuller Hampton.
So yes.
I do have a law partner, Fuller Hampton.
Okay.
But I bet you one thing, we'll always remember the 4300. I mean, out of all of them.
Yeah, thank you, Randall.
I'm going to have to pay her, Randall. Thanks.
Randall, thanks for the call.
I'll take my royalties now,
yes.
Amy Hampton.
Sure, I'll write you a check.
Love Randall. He is just...
But yes, it is Fuller Hampton. It's Joseph Fuller and Amy Hampton. So when you call and they answer the phone, Fuller Hampton, don't panic. Amy is there.
Also, perhaps you know somebody who's been fretting and sweating their way through difficulties. Give them the number. There's everything to gain, nothing lost by calling Andrew the Raider King.
I hate to get us off the subject of bankruptcy, but you were discussing one of my favorite movies of all time, and that is Gone with the Wind.
Well, if we were stuck on one topic, I would have never brought that up now, would I?
No, sir, you wouldn't have, but no. If they adjusted for inflation, it is still the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
People forget
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. $1.9 billion.
More than that. They're well over five. As long as you said $5 billion, you're in the right park.
Andrew, hang on one second. We have breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Let's go to correspondent Jacqueline Tomlinson for the news.
All right, just in from the Alabama News Network. Jeff Sessions expected to announce run for his old Senate seat.
I'll be right behind you. So there you go. That's
breaking news.
That's been a rumor. We talked about it about a week or two ago, and apparently he's going to make it official, running for his old Senate seat. We need to understand, and he needs to tell us why he took the actions he did.
The formal announcement is expected on Thursday, but his decision to run was confirmed to the Associated Press on Wednesday by two Republicans with direct knowledge of his plans.
I'm glad he's running.
They were not authorized to discuss it publicly and spoke on conditions of being anonymous.
They're like whistleblowers, for crying out loud.
But like, yeah, but not, you know.
Andrew, go ahead, because we're short on time, buddy.
Not a problem. I'll try and make it short. But I, unfortunately, they're not showing that anytime soon that I'm aware of. However, this Sunday, for two shows, I think two other days later next week, they are showing one of the greatest films of all time. I know they're showing it out at Chantilly and out at AMC 16, and that's The Godfather Part 2. And that's a non-miss movie for me, because, you know, I'm all about the gangsters.
Not one of my favorites.
Really?
Really.
I'm sorry.
I mean, like, I'll watch it on a Saturday afternoon.
I mean, it's no Footloose or Grease. But.
Yeah, but that's because we're just cut from a different mold, Amy.
Or Gone with the Wind.
We're talking, probably, verbatim. I only go to Grease when they show it at the Capri with the sing-along.
Grease is fun.
Every time we watch Grease, it's a sing-along?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Every time.
And they even have a little bouncing ball to keep you on track with the lyrics, because you may have forgotten one or two words here and there.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Andrew.
Yes.
You bet, kids.
There was something about Grease just the other day.
It's the word.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a remake, I think.
Stop. Now, that being said, like, I did love me some Grease, too, but it was just different.
It was different. But don't remake it and try to do it like they did to Footloose.
No.
Besides, extra grease isn't keto. Here's Sam. We got about 30 seconds, bud.
I'll make it brief. Speaking of Grease, I made a terrible mistake a minute ago. I decided to stop into Popeye's over here on the Southern Bypass. I forgot all about that chicken sandwich. Bad thing.
It was
standing room only. People waiting around for them to catch up on the cooking for the sandwiches. The drive-thru is around the building.
I have yet to have that sandwich.
Hey, listen, it must be something, but it was nuts. So,
they put mayonnaise on it.
We don't do that. We don't do mayo.
Ugh.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I love the show, man. Y'all sound great.
All
right. Thank you.
I wouldn't wait in a line around the block if Kate Upton was in the drive-thru with her hanging out, okay? I mean, let's get real here.
Speaking of, Amy, don't you have to say hey to somebody?
I need to say hey to my niece Camden and my nephews Hampton and Peyton listening up in Birmingham.
Oh. I know it. And they're the sweetest kids.
Let's give them a big hello.
Hello!
That was a little hostile. we got to take a break to the top of the hour, you guys.
We're good to the top of the hour.
That's all we got.
I gotta go get the baby to meet everybody at Baumhauer's.
Okay, so we'll see you there at 6.
Yes.
Yes. And we'll be waiting on you.
Oh, I'll be there. Are you kidding?
I can't wait. Is my sweet Roz going to be joining us?
I don't know yet, but I'll find out from my wife shortly. That's okay. A joke. She knows it's a joke. You know.
Just so Roz knows, I gave him, like, the stank eye.
She did.
Ooh, the double stank eye.
I know.
The double stank eye.
Yeah, you have real...
She gave him the Sipowitz look.
Yes.
The Sipowitz.
The I'm crazier than you look.
All right, and I posted the story on my Facebook page. Jeff Sessions is running for his old Senate seat.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or
bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
This is the Fox Business Report.
All Wall Street stocks closing mixed after Reuters reported that the signing of a Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China could be delayed till December. The Dow falling a fraction, the Nasdaq down 24, S&P 500 up 2. And after-hour shares of Qualcomm gaining 4% after the chipmaker posted solid earnings results and a strong outlook. And Roku shares tanking in the extended session after the streaming platform reported a third quarter loss nearly triple than a year ago. Still, Roku shares have more than quadrupled since the beginning of the year. And Starbucks holiday menu is returning tomorrow. Customers can order their favorite beverages, including peppermint mocha, which is returning for its 17th year. The only change to the menu is the disappearance of the gingerbread latte. And Starbucks reusable holiday cups are also coming back. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky. Invested in you.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 10% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are busy on the boulevards, especially East-South Boulevard. Also, Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway outbound. Now, here's a problem. I-65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. We have a trooper on the right side of the road. He's out of the road. Lights are flashing. They're not reporting an accident there, but it's got traffic really backed up. People are gawking, slowing down. We are backed up now all the way past the Northern Boulevard onto the Alabama River Bridge, and it's beginning to affect traffic on 85 merging northbound on 65. Use caution. Avoid that area if possible for the next few minutes. We'll try to find out more and have another update for you here in just a bit. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You